everyone, and welcome to the Thoughts Anonymous meeting. My name is Terrence, and I just want to start off by welcoming everyone. We have some snacks, you know, we got some crimpets and some about 2 year old Twinkies, but there's some Coca-Cola in the back. It's kind of flat. Welcome everyone, and let's just get this started. So I would like to start off with our Thoughts Anonymous oath. Everyone, please join in. Let's stand up. All right. Thank you. All right. Kardashians, we lift your name on high to rid us of our hoish ways. Please provide us with the insight to seek sanctuary from our thotty behavior. Acknowledge that we're trifling hoes and the power to still be a bad bitch. Thank you. And so, you know, I share my story a lot. I'm now 2 months, rid of thotty behavior.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. You know, it's been a challenge. It's been tough. You know, it's just been a lot, and I mean a lot of porn. Like, solid yanking at it like 12 times a day. My palms are like just super wet. It's nasty. But anyways, enough about me. Would anyone like to share?
Hi, my name is Brittany Bonchon Smith.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Why is her name Bonchon? Excuse me, sir. Wait,
you
let
questions?
Them speak. We just let you speak. I apologize, Brittany. Go ahead.
I mean, if you must know, they call me Bonchon because I got that crispy chicken. Moving on, have been dating this guy for about a week now. It's getting pretty serious. Under the circumstances that we met, we did meet at a bar. I ended up fucking him in the bathroom. And then the next week, it seems like we've been like really hitting it off. Like, I feel like this is like my boyfriend. I want to be with him for life. And, you know, it was just like, you know, love at first fuck. Like, I know that I want to be with him. Long story short, we ended up going to his family reunion, and it was fun. It was having a great time. And then his cousin kind of like gave me an eye. So I took him to, you know, his aunt's bedroom and ended up fucking him. And I don't understand why my boyfriend is having like such a hard time dealing with that. I'm just trying to keep it within the family. I feel like that's the goal of pussy. Pussy is supposed to be like bringing us together. And if anything, the family, keeping it in a family. That's the goal. And I'm just having a difficult time with my long term boyfriend. We'll get it together.
Wow. Well, thank you, Brittany, for sharing, everyone. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
So, Brittany, you know, we start every meeting off just asking forgiveness from the Kardashians, our leaders in thought,
yeah.
our thought anonymous leaders.
Yeah.
You see what I did there? And we just ask that the Kardashians rebuke the wholeness from your spirit. And so we're just gonna, you know, just hold hands.
Okay. All right.
And we just say thank you, Kardashians.
Thank you, Kardashians.
Scream it. Thank you, Kardashians.
Thank you, Kardashians.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Kim and your plastic
ass.
Thank you.
Chloe. Big lumpy butt. Thank you. It's like the just basketball magnet.
What?
Okay.
Come back. Bring it back.
You know I get in character.
Yo, what's good, y'all? It is 20 episodes.
2-0, 2-0. What's up, guys?
Yeah, 20 episodes of Entangled Podcast Show. Can y'all believe it's been that long? Like, I know it's only 20, but nigga, it's 20. Like,
consistency, bitches.
We out here, dog. And, you know, shit, by the time y'all get this episode, we're already going to be at our 20 episode celebration.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck you're doing tomorrow, but you need to pull the fuck up to Medmer Lounge on Baltimore Ave in Philly. I've been getting a lot of questions like, oh, that's in Maryland, right?
Right. No. Like,
no, no, it's not Baltimore Ave.
I can see why. You know, we're both from Maryland.
I mean, I get it, but you could also Google Medmer Lounge, and yeah, I don't think there's one.
I'm pretty sure it'll pop up.
Regardless.
And then there's a tag on the post, so.
Valid.
Don't be silly.
4704 Baltimore Avenue. Yo, we got drink specials. Mm-hmm. We got bitches. We don't have bitches. We got...
I'm the bitches.
Hello. We got... yo, we're about to raffle some shit off. I got some treats for y'all. In case anybody gets a little hungry.
Yum,
some special yummies for everybody. Yummy in your tummy, you bummy ass niggas.
Wow.
But...
jeez.
Pull up, dog. Pull up.
Yes. Gonna be some good music, some prizes. The drink specials are actually based off famous duets. So if you see like the Crumbling Herb, everybody knows. If you're a huge Outkast fan, that's like a really popular song. Actually, it's not really popular.
It's not really
But
popular.
It's actually one of my favorites.
It's one of our Outkast songs. It's
yes,
not a popular song.
Definitely. And that's like a
niggas
famous duo.
Killing niggas, they don't understand. It's the master plan. I'm just crumbling nerve. Yo, I used to listen to that when my family would go drive to Jersey on like trips and vacation and stuff as a kid.
Yeah.
And did not realize what they meant by herb. Like crumbling herb is rolling a blunt.
I
don't think I put it together until I graduated college. It was like,
you thought they was out there gardening?
I don't know what I thought they were doing. I thought I don't know. I'm just crumbling herb. I thought it was just something you say. Like, you know, two tears in a bucket, fuck it. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I can see the misunderstanding.
I thought it was
said
just like a
no
saying.
One.
Fuck you. Anyways, we'll see you tomorrow.
Part of the Dungeon family. Like, what do you think they was doing in the basement? What do you think?
Watching porn in the dark.
Oh my gosh. Together?
Footsteps in the dark.
No. No.
Anyways, pull up.
Do niggas do that? Really? Is
but,
that a thing?
Yo, moving on, dog. So, on this episode 20 of the most wonderful, beautiful...
illustrious.
We can't say illustrious. Don't do that.
Oh, I like illustrious.
That's
what basic bitches say?
No, that's what another very popular podcast says that we can't say.
Oh, we are the immaculate.
So.
I just want to say all the E words.
Illustrious and immaculate are eyes.
Wow.
So, on episode 20, we want to talk about something that, you know, we've asked a lot of people to send in their stories about their hoe phase. And. We want to provide some context and clarity.
Yeah. So it's not a garden hoe. You know, we're just get that, rip that Band-Aid off real quick.
Wow, this is rough.
This is really rough. I just wanted to rip that Band-Aid off real quick. You know what I'm saying?
You are
not a garden hoe.
You are on a dad joke tip today.
Thank you.
That's not a thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's not a compliment.
All right, Papa Booker.
Yikes.
That's your name now.
Shut up.
And go give me a beer.
Go let no.
Go on, get down.
Letting all my good air out. Okay.
So the hoe phase. How would you define the hoe phase?
The hoe phase is a period in time where you experiment. It doesn't have to be you out here sleeping around with people. It can also be just you going on dates. Or you just getting free meals. Or shit, yeah. You probably are sleeping with people. Whatever.
Act of excessively entertaining intimate partners.
Yes.
That's how I define the hoe phase.
Yes.
Now, that entertainment could be whatever.
Yeah, it could range.
Yeah, it could be sleeping with them. It could just be like constantly leading on a gaggle of niggas.
Yeah.
A gaggle of niggas. I think a gaggle's no.
No, that's gagging. Yep.
Regardless, it is entertaining a large amount of people. And not really having clear intentions with anyone.
Nope.
And we asked about the hoe phase because we want to like learn, see how people grew and what they learned from it.
And also, this is like the peak time of people getting out of relationships and experimenting. Because, you know, summertime is where the sundress has come out, is where, you know, people are it's Freaknik. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody out with their ass titties out, and you might see a dick print or two, whatever. Like, people want to go out and experiment. So when people are like, oh, I don't understand why, you know, my girl broke up with me, or my dude, we was feeling each other during the wintertime. It's the summertime.
That's because it was cold.
Right.
And that girl didn't pay her electricity bill. She didn't pay her heat bill, so she ain't had no AC in her house. So she needed somebody's house to come over who did have AC and shit. So she came over to your crib because she knew that you paid your bills. So get your life together. She saw that you had a bunch of blankets on your bed. And it's like, oh, I'm about to be real warm tonight. And ain't give you no poom poom. You get no poom poom.
Not at all.
No ride pandi koki like a bicycle. None of it.
Ooh,
none
look
of
at
it.
You.
None of
Let
it.
Let me find out you a little whistling.
So, okay. I think we should give context. I don't know. I'm. Do you want to share a story of your whole phase, or maybe a story you've heard?
So I felt okay. For my whole phase was I feel like I'm telling on myself. And I can understand, too, why people, or more so women, are hesitant of sharing their whole phase, because it kind of comes off as, oh, well, I don't want to put myself out there. And I'm trying to tell you, sis, it's okay, because, like, sis, we're learning, we're growing through our life. Like, we're not stuck in this, like, or we shouldn't feel like we're being punished for expressing ourselves at a certain time or a certain period. Like, if you felt like you gotta, like, put yourself out there. And for me, I was in a relationship as soon as I got out of high school, and then while I was in high school, I was in a relationship, then to engaged. So for the longest time, I felt like in college. Yeah. So for the longest time, I felt like, okay, well, now that I'm not engaged, and the reason why we stopped being engaged wasn't even on me. I'm like, well, you know what? It's time to be selfish. It's time to, like, kind of live my life and just do whatever the fuck I want
to
do.
And I think the purpose behind it is to normalize finding yourself.
Yeah.
Normalize, because a lot of people are like, oh, well, like, I don't want to. They're worried about, like, their image because society tells us that, like, we celebrate the hoe. We celebrate the male hoe, and we like, castrate's not the word.
Wow. That is totally not the word. Wow.
We attack the woman who is a hoe.
But glorify the man.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it's important to, I guess, kind of normalize that, like, yo, everybody is out here doing, like, living their best life.
Yes.
And on top of that, the goal is that, you know, when you do your dirt, you learn what it is that you are willing to put up with, what it is that you want in a partner, what it is you definitely don't want in a partner.
Right.
You know, there's hopefully a piece where you've grown from this.
Right.
It's not just about getting your nut off. It's about, you know, getting your intelligent nut off, you know, getting that mind off.
Ooh,
you feel me, sister?
Ooh, I like
that.
Yeah,
no, that was corny as fuck.
No, I like that. Because, you know, your Einstein can be your dick, but it can also be your brain. You know what I'm saying?
Your Einstein?
Your Einstein, your brain. Hello? Get your Einstein on. Is this thing on? Like, hello? Whatever. Anyway, I am a member of learning about someone's past, not to punish them, but to understand what they needed to be loved at that time. And I strongly urge, like, women who are, you know, trying to figure out themselves, like, I feel like being stuck in your previous relationship, or being stuck in, oh, I wish this could have been, or I wish this, you know, could have gone this way, try taking a risk. Try stepping out of your comfort zone. It's just, it is what it is.
Try. Get some pussy. Try. It's a booty hole too. You should try. Suck some cock, girl. Try.
Don't swallow his nuts. I like it. And that's how you gotta open your throat. You gotta go. Stop. And the same thing goes for, like, men who are getting out of relationships. Like,
so that's when my hoe phase peaked.
Ooh.
I feel like my whole phase was all of adolescence. But, like no, but it was a very long-lived whole phase.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the moment where I learned the most about me and about just my interactions with people and building healthy relationships mm-hmm. was when I got broken up with. I haven't been in a lot of relationships. You're the fifth person I've ever dated.
Mm.
So, and the last.
Oh, same.
Wasn't that precious?
Yeah.
Yo, y'all niggas can steal that shit.
You got a booger in your nose. Yeah. Ooh, yeah, you can hear it too.
But.
I love that ass. It's okay.
I forgot what I was saying.
You were going through your whole phase during your adolescence.
Come lick this booger on my nose.
I'm good.
That's
too
salty. That's disgusting. But
that's why you like
I got broken up with, and I was like, I don't know how to cope with this. I don't know how to handle this. So I went on a rampage, and it was like just trifling things that were happening within the span of, with multiple people within
aye.
A span of less than like 9 hours. And I learned a lesson from all of this.
Own it. It's fine.
No, most definitely.
Yeah.
That basically I learned that like I don't want to be with anybody who's willing to compromise who they are, to try to please me.
Mm.
Because you know people like that, and people want to when getting or just starting a relationship or any intimacy in general. They want to please. They want to make sure, like, oh, mm-hmm. yeah, like, this person's going to really like me, or I'm going to do everything I can so that she adores me. But there's boundaries to that.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to be with a person who is willing to say, fuck those boundaries. I will fully deplete myself. I will, like, no longer be who I am because I want them to accept me. Mm. I want them to take me.
Yeah.
And I had to learn that through various interactions with different people.
Yeah.
Just
knowing what you like and what you don't like.
Yeah. So I think like the goal is at some point you learn something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to put my shit on blast. I'll put y'all shit on blast. I'm going to say y'all names if you send them jokes into theentanglepodcast@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you.
But like real live, I was like sleeping with like multiple women, unfortunately not in the safest way.
Yeah.
Within like hours in between each other. And like in not the best places. Like
aye.
Places that, you know, people who have lots of self-respect, and these women had tons of like respect for themselves, but they were willing to like sacrifice that because they
were trying to appease to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I realized like, yo, that's
unhealthy.
Yeah. Cause then who are you? You lose yourself.
Exactly.
And like, I'm fucked up for manipulating that. I'm like, so that's what I had to come to terms with.
Yeah.
And I also realized that like, I can be a manipulative person.
Yeah.
But I've known that for like most of my life.
And what I appreciate about our relationship is that you were very open and honest about that prior to us even dating, like during our talking stages, you're like, sometimes I can be a pretty manipulative person. So it's important for you to like have a strong mind, strong sound of like decision making on your own.
And call me on it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, and I think that's what really kept our relationship going. Even if like those who are in a midst of a whole phase and they're in a situationship, right? You gotta like maintain that communication. Like, oh, you don't want a boyfriend? Okay, I know what it is so that I can act accordingly to what you want to do. Also, how I'm trying to feel loved and be accepted and whatnot. Like, if you always consider the other person constantly, like, you're always going to feel, like, malnourished in your situationship. So, just keep that in consideration. During your whole phase, and if you're trying to get out of your whole phase, I understand. What you got to say, boo-boo?
Well, so you said that you're a fan or a member of learning about someone's past,
yes.
Not to punish them, but to understand them. So then did you think... It's important to like, it's always an interesting question where people will be like, yo, what's your number?
Ooh, when people ask me that shit, I'd be like, you too young for me, bro. You too young
So you
for
think that's
me.
too young of a question?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But you just said you want to learn from people's past. You want to know about their past.
So if it comes to like them like talking to the person and I know it's gonna go somewhere, then yeah, I'll tell my number or whatever. But if it seems like, oh, we're just like dating, like this is our like our second date, that's a young ass question to ask. Like,
Well,
bro,
first of all,
like
who the
I'm
fuck is
almost
asking that on a
30,
date?
right? That's
Why?
what
Well, I
I'm
don't think anybody should be asking that on the date. That's a weird
I'm gonna
ass
say it
question.
does happen.
That's a weird question to ask
It
on a
is a
date.
very weird question.
Yeah, so I'll take the lobster and
Let me get this crab soup while I'm at
can I get
it,
the Caesar salad? And oh,
motherfucker.
excuse me, how many people have you fucking slept with? Like, no, that's a weird thing to ask on a date.
I'm okay.
But
Because
so
we're adults now.
do you think that you need to know your partner's number?
No.
Would you ask your partner's number?
Look, I think what's important is let's get tested. Okay, we get tested.
Kid tested, mother approved.
I
What is
love
that
it.
from? Cheerios.
Cheerios.
That was the slogan
And
for
it helps your
Cheerios.
heart, by the way.
It does help your heart, I
Get your
think.
heart in check by,
Eating Cheerios
yeah.
and getting an STD
Oh, okay.
test.
Speaking of which, I wanted to give a shout out. So the day of our unwind, or an unwind event, we will be having, or not we, but West Philadelphia will be having free health screenings at Cedar Park starting at 4 p.m. tomorrow. So if you want to get tested for all sorts of just like you want to get
You
a
got some
blood screening.
heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, if you want to get tested for STDs, there's a free screening, blood pressure, all of that. You can get tested at Cedar Park, which is located at 4900 Catherine Street. Please, you know, take advantage of this opportunity. It's not far from Medmer Lounge that we're going to be having on our Unwind Wednesday, or on our wine. Oh my gosh.
Get it together.
Ah! Our Unwind event. So, you know, get yourself tested. I think that's so important when getting into this whole phase, getting into these situationships where you're unclear with what's going on with your partner. Being open and honest, being very transparent with yourself, with your partner. Okay. You feel me?
Partner
You feel
is.
me? Okay, so like just, you know, protect yourself, protect your magic, protect your password,
Protect your neck.
yeah, and protect your neck
You
and
best
the great
protect your neck.
words
You best
of
protect your
woo.
neck. Woo, woo, woo. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing. Go
It don't.
diversify your bonds, nigga.
Okay. Clink clink, nigga.
What? Okay.
Okay. Drop it
Well,
on him.
look, so I just think that shut the fuck up.
Check me, boo. I love it. Check
Go
me.
away. Fuck away from me. So, you don't need to know your person because you just went on this random public service announcement.
I did. Because protect yourself.
But so you don't think you need to know your person's number.
No.
You don't think you need to know your person's past
I
in terms of like
do.
sexual partners.
If. No.
Like, if you got down with somebody and they was over here like 30 deep.
No.
And see, what's interesting is I think niggas would like feel some type
Because
of.
also niggas lie and females lie.
There was some movie where there
So.
was a movie where it was like whatever. It was like the rule of three, I think. I can't remember what movie that was, but it
It's
was.
like if a guy says he slept with five women, or no, yeah, if he
If
only
a guy
slept,
slept with three women, then
he's only slept with,
it
yeah,
was
he's
like
only slept with
divided by
one.
three.
He's only slept with one
The
woman.
rule is
If a
divide by three
woman.
for men, multiplied by three for women.
Yes, and if a woman has slept with three men or partners, then she has slept with nine partners.
You had to do that math. That's why
I
you slowed
did. I
down.
did. I was
Had to
like,
sleep
she had to sleep
with
with the
nine.
nine. Yeah, because that was very difficult. And fuck you. So, yeah, I don't think the number is really all that important. I just feel like getting tested and being transparent is very important. I have seen it where it's like, where a partner has been like, oh, like I am infected with blase, blase, blah, but I'm a chill on telling that person. Oh, hell no. Hell to the no.
That's wild. That's why safe sex is great sex, guys.
Bro.
You, like, yo, I remember back in college, I, like, ordered a big-ass box of lifestyle condoms from Amazon.
And then if you bump in coochies, like, do you really want to do that? Like,
what?
Bump coochies.
Oh, because you just, like, rubbing them. You know what I imagine? But you know what? Never mind.
Look. It is never always mind. Like a, I don't know what you've been up to. And it's a very difficult question to ask, but it has to be said without the other person getting offended. You're just trying to protect yourself and you're trying to protect each other and y'all's, like, fostering y'all's situationship.
You ever been to, like, a party with like, a lot of really, really drunk white people?
Yeah.
And then, like, all of a sudden, like, some people start making out in the middle of the party, like, really sloppy, like, big-ass mouths, and, like, I'm kissing, and it's just, like, ew, this looks disgusting.
Okay.
That's what I imagine a close-up view of Bumpin' Uglies looks like. That's what I imagine. Two vaginas just rubbing up against each other. Looking like two drunk kids at college kissing.
I'm done. I'm so sorry.
And you're welcome for that visual.
Yeah, because I'm like, that's something I can't even erase.
Yeah, so with that, I know that this was a very short episode, but yo, we got an event popping up tomorrow.
I know, right?
So y'all niggas got to come up, pull up, yo. If you want more content, because, you know, we come with this content, dog.
Yeah.
So if y'all want that heat, y'all pull up to Entangle Podcast Unwind 20th Celebration.
It's a day party. Just have fun. Just enjoy some good company. We got people from all over. Just different types of, what do you call it, occupations and all sorts of areas of where they live in Philadelphia, in the DMV, and New York. Just come on down.
Bring your ass up here, yo. And that's it. This is motherfucking The Tangle Podcast, bitch.
Love you guys. Protect your magic and your dick and your coochies. And your coochies.
Just remember, two drunk white people at the party kissing.
Ah!
Nom, nom, nom. That's the sound of vaginas rubbing together. Nom, nom.